Are you ready?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, it's Big, and as always, I am here to help you think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com. Our guest this evening is a remarkable big thinker that has shared with me some things that no business owner should take for granted, and that is marketing. If you have a great product and no one knows about it, then who can tell you how great it really is? I'd like to take this time to welcome Malika Stevenson to Think Big Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
So, Malika, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this online marketing.
Well, let's see. One of my major in college was in marketing. But oddly enough, all of my work experience after I got out of college ended up being in advertising. So from that point, I have worked in several different capacities. I've worked for not-for-profit organizations. I've worked for two advertising agencies. I've also worked for an online media sales company, and now I work in a classified advertising. So I have a pretty diverse background in marketing and advertising, and basically helping, it's the key ingredient to helping a business being successful is having the right marketing and advertising package for their product or service that they may have.
Wow. So when did this become your passion? I mean, it sounds like you really love what you do, and you've been doing this for a while now.
Well, you know, I think advertising has probably always been something that I've thought about. I remember being a kid and driving down the street and, you know, kind of looking out, and I would notice that if a store didn't take out the time to make sure that their light was on in the name of their business or a sign was missing, for somehow I would think, like, what's really going on with that business if they haven't taken out the time to just do something basic as far as keeping their sign on their store properly taken care of. So for that, and I thought about it, I'm like, well, that's advertising. So like I said, when I initially started in advertising, I always thought that I would be on the commercial end of it, but I ended up on the media planning side of it. So at the time that I worked for the different agencies here in Chicago, I got a chance to work with outdoor advertising, print, TV, and radio. But there was one medium that I had some experience with but just didn't quite understand it, and that was online advertising. So when I decided to make my move from working at agencies, I said I wanted to work for a company that was their business, online advertising. So after learning it and kind of learning it from the bottom up, that's how I, you know, gained my passion, because it was one of the mediums that was a little different from all the others. It was kind of almost like the one that people didn't know a lot about, and as a result, that drew me to it. So that's how I, you know, online media is my passion to this day.
Wow. You know, it's funny when you say that you started off when you were a child, that you would notice things and how there was a need for people to get it out. I remember as a child of about maybe 7 or 8 years old, my first business, there was like sand rock, and what I would do is I would make these little animals out of them and just letters or, you know, small things like that, and I'd go right to the corner and just sit there and just have them like lined up in front of me waiting for people to, you know, actually say, hey, that's nice, let me buy one. But no one actually knew that I was selling them.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, I made two sales. You know, my cousin bought something. But so advertising is real important. And with the way things are happening now, a lot of things have changed with this new Internet revolution. So do you think that more businesses are failing or small business owners are failing to take advantage of this type of advertising?
Well, initially when I started working in online advertisers, my clients were the OEMs, the Asian import markets, the product, the Toyota, Nissan, and Honda. So those, so my initial experience with working in online advertising were the big advertisers. But everybody should be online. There's really no reason for a small business owner, because at this point, this is where everyone is going to look for a product and service.
Right.
So just, you know, so again, your budget, you know, a small business owner, their budget may be different, of course, than a big auto manufacturer. But at the same time, these should be the same people who they're benchmarking their business after. Again, the revenues and the budgets are completely different, but if you look who's in the newspaper, they're still, you know, even though they may operate at a loss, some of the bigger businesses, the same way with a small business, they still see the need to have advertising as a part of their budget. And just when, and also even more so, it's important even when the economy gets bad, because when the economy kind of goes bad, the initial thought that a business owner may do is pull back on advertising. But when you pull back on advertising, people may forget that you are in business, which is very important for a small business owner that may not have the name notoriety as some of the bigger advertisers that are out in the market. So, there, you know, there's no, you know, again, there's so many different ways that you can be online, whether you are, part, you know, whether someone searches for a particular product, even a small business owner can have it so that if they are selling a widget product, anytime someone goes to the internet, like a Yahoo and Google of the world, and they're searching for that, a small business owner should be able to capture that audience as just as well as a bigger advertiser. So it is very important for small advertisers to be online. And also the way that the packages are set up now, that it's to encourage small business owners to be take a part in the in online advertising and marketing.
Yeah, I can see how a lot of people may miss out on different things. You know, there's a lot of people, they may not even have websites. Would you consider a website as part of online advertising, or is the same as when I was sitting out front as a kid, just you really didn't know what I was
doing? Well, you know what I think is, you know, having a website, not only would a person need it for e-commerce purposes, that someone could go to the website and actually buy something, but that kind of, by having a website, that sends a signal to someone as to how serious your business is. Because if you have, you know, first thing people want to know, well, what is your website? How can I find out more? Well, the best way to do it is to have a website. Because otherwise, how will they find out about your product if that's where the majority of people are going to find out about product services online? That's the first thing people ask. Or it's the same way of asking someone, you know, just for like you and I, you have an email address. If someone wants to send you some information, more than likely between mailing it to your house or sending it to your email account, what's the fastest way for them to reach you?
By email.
So it's the same way with a website. If you want people to find out about your product, the fastest way for them to do that is to have a website. So it's very important. I don't think that should be one of the first things that a small business, outside of getting the business incorporated and all the legalities that go along with it, but having a website should be a part of the preliminary process of starting a business. A business and the market that we're in now should not be started without a website.
Wow. Wow, you know, that's something else. So I'm running into people every day who are looking to try to build a business and things like that, but they don't have someone with the insight that you have or the knowledge to, you know, get those little things started. What would you suggest a person to do as far as, you know, before they even think about advertising their program? Or, I mean, what steps would you say that they should take?
You mean in terms of just getting online, just setting up a website?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, basically, if you look at it, Yahoo would probably, be a great place to start.
Okay.
Because that's one of their services that they'll actually help you. You know, once you find out that the name of your company, if your, the name of your company is Widgets 2000, first of all, they'll help you to find out whether or not that name is already owned by someone else.
Right.
So you could actually put that name into, you know, to the database, and if it's available, then you could actually create it from, you can create your website from there. So, and there are a lot of other, I mean, there are a lot of other programs that are out there like GoDaddy and that can help you to get your domain name registered for your, if that's the name that you want your website to be, and then from there you can start building and adding pages to it. So it's not as complicated as it used to be. There's actually like self-help tools that will help you to build a website. And of course, as your business grows, then you could probably get someone to make it, you know, add the more rich media elements to it, the flash and things like that. But it's easier now than what it was maybe, you know, 5 to 10 years ago, because again, it's such a basic step to beginning a business that you have to have it a part of. You have to have an online component to your business.
Okay, so a live component, and then it's about drawing people to your brick and mortar or to your web presence.
Mm-hmm.
Are online advertising rates more inexpensive, or, I mean, how does it work?
Well, you know what? It really depends on the medium that you're actually using to market your product on. Again, a lot of the publishers of the world, the newspapers, whether it's online component or whether it's print, they understand that while they may have the advertising dollars of the big players, they also need to leverage for the small business owners, because
wow,
it's one thing to have one big national account, but if you had about 30 small business owners plus, that could be enough to leverage your book, so to speak, between the big players and the small players. So as a result, you have a lot of companies that are building packages particularly for the small business owner that may not have the big budget, but at the
wow,
same time needs to benefit from their product, because just like the big businesses are in there looking, you know, have people in there advertising, I should say, everyone's going there. So, again, it's still, you know, they see the power in small business, and they're making packages so that they can be a player in it, because it not only does it benefit the small business owner, but it also benefits the whatever medium it is, whether it's TV or print or online, to have packages available for the small business owner. So,
okay. And so what do you do now for the place that you work for? I mean, I can understand from a child's point of view and you knowing that a lot of things was missing and how important it was. Would you say that Think Big Radio might be a format of online advertising?
I mean, it possibly could. It would just have to just come up with a good comprehensive packages that would make sense for the advertisers also, as well as that it has the audience to support the packages that will be created for it. So the one thing about online advertising is that the package that you may have, what you may have on your website today, could very well be changed. I know a lot of many days in my time when I worked directly for an online media sales component, when we would get together and brainstorm, we would come up with advertising packages and sponsorships that didn't exist. But because, like I said, because the online is so dynamic and you can make changes to it faster than you can with other mediums, you can actually look at it, see what's missing, and you can go in and have that component added to it. So all websites have the possibility of being to draw a revenue dollar. It's just that how the websites are set up, and then also the packages that are developed, the pricing makes sense, and then you know will the audience that's coming to that website, is that the audience for that particular advertiser? So all those things would need to be factored into it. But I believe that all websites have the possibility to generate advertising revenue. I do believe that.
Okay. Let's see here. So far, we've covered some real valid points I'm taking notes here as we talk, because not only do I learn, you know, also our listeners and the people who ask the questions learn. What would be the biggest advice you could share with our audience that may have helped you the most in online advertising, or that could help them the most?
Well, one thing that I do know with online advertising, that you do reach a different audience, so to speak. Usually the people who you're reaching online may have more income, they're probably have more education, and they may have more disposable income. And again, which turns into money that they have to spend on buying your product. So you get a different audience in online, because usually, you know, if someone is in online, first of all, it gives some indication of the fact that they're kind of savvy and they're looking to, you know, maybe purchase, do things a little bit different than what it was, you know, maybe 10 or 20 years ago. So the person who comes online is usually someone that they've come online for a particular reason. And more than likely, they're looking for a product or service, and they're ready to buy. So.
Right. Okay. Now, can you tell me a little bit about your background, your education, and, you know, from the time you decided to really get involved with this?
Well, yes, like I said, I have a marketing degree from Northeastern Illinois University.
Okay.
And like I said, my initial start in advertising in itself, all my jobs after college ended up being in marketing jobs. Like I said, I worked for a non-for-profit.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I worked for a non-for-profit organization, that's when I had the opportunity to work for two advertising companies. Like I said, and when I initially got into advertising, the first thing I thought about was the creative side. I thought I would end up on the creative side of advertising. But I actually ended up in the media planning side of it, which was good because, again,
a lot of listeners might want to know the difference. You have media planning side, and then you have the other side that you mentioned. What side was that?
No, that's the creative side.
Creative.
People who are the art director, the creative and the art part of it, the people who are actually coming up with the concepts, the ones the actual, what you actually see in terms of what the advertising is, the execution of it.
Oh, wait, okay, kind of like, let's say if it was advertising on TV, the people who came up with the caveman character.
Exactly. That's the art direction. That's the creative end of it. The side that I was on was the media planning of it, was actually that I initially started out with, because I initially started out actually planning and, I should say, at that point I was actually purchasing television spots for a particular client. So
okay.
It was more or less just clients would come in, you know, they would let us know exactly what type of rates that they had, you know, that they wanted to spend, and then what part of day that they wanted their program in. So you would have to work with the rates, is also work, because, you know, anything that serves in prime time, of course, it costs more.
Right.
But also, you know, they
like
had to deal
with ads.
Exactly. So it was a lot, you know, buying the advertising for them for their particular clients. And then after that, and that was at my first agency, now my second agency, that's when I did more planning. I did more, you know, the client came in and said, okay, here's my budget, this is my product, this is what I want to do. Because one thing that I do believe within any advertising, I do believe in the power of the media mix. And what I mean by that is that any advertiser, to be effective, should have their product exposed in the different mediums. And the reason why I say mediums is because television is a medium, online is a medium, print is a medium, radio is a medium, print is a medium. I mean, I should say outdoor advertising is a medium, but because the thing about it is the same people who may be looking at television may not be the people who see your outdoor ad. The people that may see your outdoor ad, you know, you may have people who listen to the radio, or you have people online. So I do believe the fact that there shouldn't be, while there may be some forms of advertising that work better than others, I do believe that, especially if the budget allows for it, that an advertiser should have more, should have their message in more than just one place. Like they shouldn't just rely on print alone, because again, the tides have changed, so to speak, when it's come to print. So it would be to their advantage to not only have their message in print, but they should also have their message online. So that's what I mean by the media mix, benefiting from both. Because you know, when you're trying to sell something, you're trying to reach the right demographic and the right people. So having a combination of both actually increases your effectiveness of getting that message out, and in return, getting those people to buy whatever product or service that you have.
Very, very valid point. I'm very glad that you're on here sharing this information with us. Let's say if there's someone without a budget, are there any like free means that you could advertise online and possibly draw people to your business?
Well, I think that MySpace is probably a good way of doing that.
You know, a lot of people say that MySpace is you know, like a kid's site or something like that. Have you found that to be true?
Well, not necessarily, because it seems like most people have a MySpace page, from the biggest celebrities probably to two children. Everyone has a MySpace page. So that could be one form of, you know, having advertising up. And again, if you have the budget to actually spend, and, you know, if you feel like you want to get more of a targeted market, then at that point, that's probably where an advertiser or an owner of a company may decide that they may need to spend their dollars a little bit more targeted, and as a result,
right,
that'll, you know, mean that they'll have to, you know, spend money.
You know,
it's
funny that you brought up MySpace, because I actually have a Think Big Radio on MySpace,
mm-hmm.
and I do a lot of little advertising there from different people on there, and fine business people, as well as from our big club.
Mm-hmm.
I have members in the big club who also basically they're they advertise, or they have a business, and then they'll either come on Think Big Radio, or they might have a MySpace or a Black Planet, or, you know, one of those different sites that they advertise on.
Mm-hmm. And I think also a good thing for small business owners to do is to do cooperative advertising.
Okay.
I know there's one company here on the South Side of Chicago. They do that pretty well. They share the cost of advertising with other companies. So that's another way that small business can leverage their buying dollars, by going in with other advertisers that have the same demographic that they're trying to reach the same demographic, and using the advertising in conjunction with, you know, another advertiser, a small business owner like themselves. So I think that's also important as well, because again, you're able to share the call. Everyone's getting the benefit, but everyone's hearing the cost of the advertising as well.
Wow, and that kind of appears like some of those incubators where you have maybe 7 or 8 different businesses renting an office space, and they just chop that space up, and they'll have their offices there, and then they'll have a secretary who handles everyone's calls.
Exactly, because one thing I do believe that in order to make money, you have to spend money, but at the same time, you also need to spend it wisely.
Right.
So.
Well, is there anything you would like to cover that we may have not touched upon?
Well, let's see. Well, one thing that I can tell you, as your guest probably has figured out, that I am a Black woman. And one thing that I noticed that in my time when I was actually working in online media, that the presence of a lot of African Americans, I should say, was not there initially. So that's part of the reason of my draw. You know, back to in addition to the fact that I love online media, I just think that, you know, that's kind of what gets me going. Like, I just like online media, but also I like about it, the challenge of it is that there weren't a lot at the time. Like I said, when I was dealing with it on a day-to-day basis, there really weren't a lot of African-American people that I saw. In fact, but even when I would travel to Los Angeles,
wow,
a place where most people, it's kind of a liberal place, when a lot of the other people from the different companies would see me, they would almost kind of be startled. And this wasn't that long ago. This was maybe about 2 years ago. So I would just like to personally see, you know, more African, you know, if there are African-Americans that are out planning online media, creating online media, I would really like to be in contact with them because, like I said, in a lot of ways, I was almost kind of the only, being female and African-American, that was actually working for an online company and the representation. So that's just one thing that I would like to bring, that as time goes on, to see more African Americans in this media, in the medium of online advertising.
Wow, that's funny you say that, because we have a guest next week, and he has a network that's set up where they do a lot of online advertising, and it's very inexpensive. So mm-hmm. you may want to listen in when Mr. House is doing his presentation. But now I just need to take a minute to thank one of our sponsors.
Okay.
The Wire Investing. WireInvesting.com. Women Influencing Real Estate Investing. The Wire was founded and created by women of integrity with diverse professional backgrounds who are passionate about women's roles in the real estate industry. WireInvesting.com. Women Influencing Real Estate Investing. Okay, you know, every now and then we do have people who, you know, like to advertise on the show, and that's a small nominal price. But WireInvesting.com is one of the people who choose to do that, Women Influencing Real Estate Investing. Okay, there's not really anything that I can think of to ask you right now, and we don't have any
calls. I think we covered all our bases here.
Oh, yeah, we did. I would love to have you on again, and, you know, just like with online advertising, we'll advertise a little bit more, and but a lot of people will still hear the interview who come to the site at a later date because it'll always be on there, whether it's live or recorded, so they'll be able to hear you. And we've
okay.
done a great, perhaps about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and let's see here. What can I say? It was great having you. I've just got a couple of more questions to wrap this up. Is there anybody that you would like to thank?
Well, I would first of all like to thank you, Mr. B. for inviting me to your show and giving me an opportunity to actually talk a little bit about my experience in advertising online in particular. And again, just letting small business owners know that there is a place for them in the online world.
Okay. Is there any way that people can get in touch with you or email you or call a number if they want to find out more information in the future?
Yes, right now I work for a company that's actually catering to the needs of small business owners online in particular. So the number that I can be reached at that discussed advertising opportunities are at 312-321-2323. That's 312-321-2323. And I like to talk to you. Call me.
Wow, and I'm sure that we will have many people give you a call at that number and discuss those, because just like you, I do believe that advertising plays a big part in anyone's success.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, without further ado, I'd like to thank you, and hopefully we can talk a little bit after this call is over.
All right, sounds great.
Okay. This program was brought to you by Think Big Radio. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com. Think Big Radio is growing to become the premier source for business owners, investors, realty professionals, and anyone interested in learning and hearing about wealth firsthand.